It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
I love cheap thrills. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. First of all, I want to say happy birthday to Tammy from Crockett. Ozzy Dave, they're newlyweds. I guess she just lives for the show.
Happy birthday, Tammy.
Happy birthday, Tammy.
You know, my brother Jan celebrated a birthday yesterday.
Oh. Happy birthday to Jan.
I believe he went 52.
Oh.
Maybe three. I'm not sure.
What is he, 55? I think he's 2 years younger than you. So it's 53.
Know. It doesn't
one
matter.
Of the one of the
happy
numbers.
Birthday, sure. Everyone. I hope you have a great one.
Yes. Tammy from Crockett. Tammy and David. Newlyweds, and she loves the show. Jane sent that to me, and she says, I would 10,000% put ranch on scrambled eggs. So much so. Now I want that. Right now. I'm sure that she's not alone. If I liked ranch, which I'm really kind of glad I don't, I'm sure that I would be trying to get some of that on my eggs right this second. Everybody with their ranch. Yikes. I mean, just get the squeeze bottle.
The real question, Jane, is more than 30 minutes or not?
Oh, God, not.
Well, don't answer for her.
Okay, you're right. Sorry. 800-400-3697. More than 30 or less than 30? If you don't know what we're talking about, well, check out the podcast later. We've got that going for you. Odyssey's 11th annual Weekend Survive Concert. Odyssey. All this week. Download the free Odyssey app. This is how you win stuff now. You log into our app and listen to us for a minimum of 60 minutes over the course of a day. You do that, you get a daily entry. And then you're in the running to win a trip for two to Odyssey's Weekend Survive Concert. Round trip airfare, two-night hotel stay, and a meet and greet with Benson Boone. Your daughter wants this.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And other people's daughters too, I assume.
By the way,
yes,
over the vacation.
What? Oh no, what?
I got a text from our good friend. And it's one of those things where Michael Franti texts me.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
yeah.
I love this guy.
It is exciting, yes.
I love him. And he said, hey, we're performing tonight. I'm going to, let me know. I'm going to leave tickets for you at the door. And I, of course, had COVID. And I know my kids would have absolutely flipped and was like looking at it going, what do I do? I can't go to a concert with COVID.
No.
But my kids will flip to be backstage with, in the end, I went, I can't go.
I have COVID. I'm sorry.
But he performed here in town.
Oh. Where was he?
He was over in, no. He was over at, well, he may have performed there as well, but he was in over the hill in like Felton or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So close enough to you that it was
really close to me. Like it would have been, I would have gone for sure had I not been positive for COVID.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Positive.
Yay.
Which sounds like a good thing.
No, not good.
This is funny. We're 2 days away from football, everybody. Who doesn't love football?
Nobody? Wait.
No. Nobody.
Who doesn't love football?
Nobody doesn't love football.
All right.
Everybody loves football.
Right.
Well, I assume there are people who don't love football, but you know, Taylor Swift, she is really into football now because she's got a football boyfriend.
Right.
And she goes to all the games that she can. And
well,
the NFL's even saying she has absolutely upped viewership. Like it was already the biggest show on TV and they saw an increase in numbers. Incredible. Thank you, Taylor. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, it was kind of interesting to get a look at her sitting next to the mom of her boyfriend who's on the like.
And by the end of the season, she wasn't just sitting next to the mom. The mom was way down the end of the line. There was Blake Lively and yeah. There's Wolverine over there. And there's Ice Spice. There's, you know, all these other wives of other guys on the team. Yeah, she is just wow. She might not just sit in her luxury box cheering on the Chiefs this season. She could be integral in crafting the team's strategy. According to Patrick Mahomes, who is, if you follow football, I don't know, he's a quarterback for them, for this team, the Kansas City Chiefs. He says, she's really interested in football. And she asks a lot of great questions. She started drawing up plays. We might have to put one in.
Okay.
Patrick is also excited about how Taylor has changed the NFL's audience. I think it's been really cool to see all the girls and the women that have really embraced watching football. I know, being a girl dad, how cool it is for me to see these little girls, these daughters, and how much they're loving to spend time with their dad watching football. He says Taylor is genuine and cool. And even though she doesn't have to be, because she is the most famous person in the world.
All right.
All right. Well, who's more famous, though? That's what he said. That's just his quote. I just think that it's, of course, she's writing them plays. She's watching it. This chick doesn't go halfway in anything. She's probably like a freaking football scholar now. Like, she knows all about everything.
You know what would be
like,
neat?
Why don't you guys try this?
She should try vacation.
Yeah.
And I don't mean that to be offensive. But I can't believe she's doing 3 hours a night on stage, touring the world, and is already what? Is she writing another album as we speak?
Probably. I mean, she just put out that other one, and it's not number one anymore, so I guess she has to write another one. Yeah, she never stops, never stopping. And now she's writing. But look, I would love to see her on the sidelines with a whistle and a clipboard and a headset and, you know, and holding up her papers in front of her mouth so I can't read her lips as she tells the guy, you know, what play. Okay, guys, we're going to do the old Taylor one, too. Here we go. Kick it. Kick it! And then she's captain of the cheerleaders, too. And so they flip her off the top. She lands, got her clipboard. Hey, you guys, we're going to do play number 6712. The Taylor special that I wrote you last night.
Remember I'm a fan, but you're going a little far. Mm-hmm. It's a little much.
I like it, though. I think that, you know, Taylor is writing plays. And Patrick Mahomes said with a straight face, she started drawing up plays. We might have to put one in. Like, that's awesome. I actually, even though it's so stupid, I actually hope it's true.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. Are you kidding me?
And by the way,
how great would it be if all of a sudden Taylor Swift was writing plays and they were
even Mahomes, as great, as good as he is, I don't even want to use the word great, as good as he is, mm-hmm. you know, whatever that is, a dynasty, whatever, they've got coaches who spend their whole lives putting
Turns
together.
Turns out they don't need to.
No, they
don't need to spend that much time. They need to just like think creatively, come at it from another angle, come at it from a pop star view. What if we set this to music, act like it's a dance? Here we go. I'm going to choreograph this for you.
I'm not enjoying this story.
You should try
at
to
all.
Enjoy it because it is good. And by the way, did you hear the podcast deal that the Kelce brothers got? They
no,
just
but...
signed a 3-year deal with Amazon's Wondery Network for their New Heights. It's already a thing. What did they get over 3 years?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know because I feel like, could they possibly get Joe Rogan money?
No. It's close though. It's good. Solid money. I'd take it.
Well, money.
$100 million.
For those two to do
3 years.
And what is the output necessary?
Once a week.
Once a week?
I think that's what they're doing now.
Once a week for 1 hour, two, three,
as long
four?
As it goes, I think. I don't see anything more solid than that. The deal's $100 million over 3 years, the Kelseys said in a press release, I'm sure. We couldn't be more excited to team up with Wondery for the next phase of New Heights. We love this show and the fan base has grown with us over the last two seasons. Woo, woo, woo. I put that in. Wondery understands a shared vision and will offer a wealth of experiences and resources to take us to new heights.
Good one.
Yeah. They started it before the 2022 NFL season and it won Podcast of the Year. Some podcast awards thing because there are those now. By the way, weirdly, Travis recently became a stakeholder in a racehorse named Swift Delivery.
Very cute.
Yeah, it is cute. I thought it was very strange, though. So I was like, oh, well, I'm interested. So I clicked on that. And the horse is a gelding. It went like, okay, so it's just about the money that it wins. It will never be able to produce offspring. They gelded it. Use your imagination.
I'm going to leave you to talk to your horse people and not even get involved. I'm not taking the
bait.
It's
not a stallion.
None of that. I'm glad. You know what I'm glad about? When we had that conversation before, and by the way, someone said, you said vacation. We weren't on vacation. We had COVID.
I said vacation?
I don't know who said it. It doesn't matter. We weren't on vacation.
We definitely were not on vacation.
If we, you know, misspoke, so be it. We're not used to being out of work for that long.
We were talking earlier about, like, I've worked in, I mean, I sat in that hideous, disgusting chair that I still use every morning for almost 30 years. And I, other than the, I guess, 8 days we just took off for COVID, I can't, I got my gums done last year.
Oh, yeah.
That was 5 days. I took that off.
No, we've worked every vacation. I've been coughing off mic into a sweatshirt. All through the pandemic.
Oh my God.
My kids kept getting me sick and I kept going to work anyway. Anyway, that's not the point. Where was I?
I'm going to tell you a story.
Okay, do that.
All right. I got to cut because Anya Taylor-Joy is our favorite. We love her. She is from The Queen's Gambit and just.
Did you watch the new movie that's available on rent?
Furiosa?
Yeah.
I didn't have to rent it. It was a streamer.
And
while I do like the Mad Max universe. I do. Mm-hmm. I always like those. They're a little dusty and, you know, a lot of crazy vehicles out in the middle of the desert. I actually thought this might have been the best one. And I had heard really bad things about it and wasn't playing. Those guys, my husband and my son said, why don't we do this one? I said, I really heard that this was terrible and that the CG is ridiculous. And some of the CG is ridiculous. It is it's a little bit like, pretty sure that was CG, but she's great in it. It actually has a solid story. Weirdly, Chris Hemsworth is in it with a big fake nose on.
Yeah.
Oh, and the guy who plays Cormoran Strike in the TV show, the CB Strike TV. He plays some Praetorian or something. He's like the driver.
He's a one leg guy in real life.
No, he's not a one leg guy in real life. In real life, he has two legs. He has two legs. It's the first thing I looked at. I'm like, what is going on with him? Look at that, two legs.
I swear to you, because he's not Cormoran Strike, not from the guy from
I'm
the
with
book.
You. Right.
I swear to you, I went, well, they probably put out a casting call for one-legged guys, and he was the best of the one-leggers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm shocked to hear that.
Mm. He was good in this.
Hmm.
It was good. And I didn't realize, but Furiosa is the story of the Charlize Theron character from the last one with Tom Hardy. That's Furiosa. That's who that is. And this is her origin story.
Oh.
I know. Isn't that funny? And by the end, Anya Taylor-Joy kind of looks like Charlize Theron. You're like, oh my God, look at that. She's going to.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Boom. You'll like it. It's fun.
You.
Yes, dear.
Are the person that point out. Every time you point out people's eyes, whether they're Jeep eyes or too far apart.
Oh, no,
or
she has the fish eyes, right?
Right. It's like, God, you're really pretty ruthless with that. No. And you're trying to tell me her and Charlize Theron look alike? No, they don't.
But yeah. No, I'm telling you, weirdly, by the end, I was like, oh my God, that's crazy. She got like, you know, all her hair shaved off by the end. Spoiler alert. And then she has she's wiped the grease across her forehead, which they all do for some reason. I don't know. They just want it to feel uncomfortable on their head. And they're clearly playing it up, but she's becoming this Furiosa character. It's good.
All right. Good. You yeah, say.
Anyway, so here's a couple. So there you go. I watched Furiosa, a Mad Max saga story, whatever. She is saying that if they ever do a Frozen live action, she wants to play Elsa. And I was like, and then they do a side by side here. I was like, yeah, she could be her. She could be Elsa.
Well, you know what? I really think that's what Disney, the mess they've made of Snow White and the news that it's made.
It's terrible. People are really
going to throw that movie out. I don't even think they're going to release it.
Maybe it'll be one of those write-offs everyone does,
I think it might be, because they really are talking about how it's a mess, what's happened and the bad press they've got, and the lead actress is out there just blatty, blatty, blatting and ruining any chance that they can release this thing. Frozen's the way to go.
Yeah, let's
Disney.
Go Frozen. Let's just pivot. Pivot.
Well, it's newer. Yeah. It doesn't have all that stuff they've got to figure out how to make modern.
Yeah, it's I'm looking at the side by side, and I feel like, okay, I feel like that could work. The other thing I wanted to tell you is she is Anya Taylor-Joy. She has a series coming up based on a book called How to Kill Your Family. And it's interesting. So
this, to you, maybe, murderous thoughts.
I like this. So she's done Netflix stuff before. She did The Queen's Gambit, and now she's just fresh off this Furiosa Mad Max story. She will play the lead role of a murderous woman named Grace Bernard. This is an adaptation of Bella Mackey's novel, where it looks like, let me find the synopsis here. Damn it. They're talking about how much they like the book. I can't find it. I can't believe it. Oh, here it is. Grace is the illegitimate daughter of a millionaire who abandoned her and her mother, ignoring her mother's pleas for help as she was close to dying. Grace vows revenge and decides to kill every member of her father's family, leaving him for last. Sounds good, doesn't it?
No.
You're crazy. You don't know what's good.
I do.
No. This is good, too. And I put this up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. This is a Paramount Plus show called Nothing But a Good Time. And it is an 80s hair metal docuseries.
What do you mean?
I'm going to watch that. That's why I'm going to put my hands in the air.
She
like just I just
raised
don't
her
care.
Hands in the air in
it's
victory.
I'm so
kind.
Excited. It's like a three-part docuseries. And right there, it's just, you know, there's Poison right on the looking so dumb in their outfits. I can't wait to watch this. It's a three-part docuseries. It is going to start, it is a Paramount Plus thing, and it starts September 17th. And I've got the trailer up for you at the Sarah Mini Facebook page. It just looks, it's Def Leppard, Dawkins, Kix, Wasp. And so many more.
I know all those bands because I worked at a metal station and we played them. Many of them are awful. Mm. Like awful. Have musical value whatsoever.
But, man, their videos were amazing.
A few do.
Yeah. But a few don't.
I'll even give you Skid Row.
Oh, Skid Row. I love Skid
Row. I'll give you that.
Yeah. 18
There's a couple others. But a lot of them. Kicks.
Oh, I hope Skid Row's in it. Yeah. What was Kix's song? They had a big hit.
Yeah, I had to play it.
It was like a summer.
Hold on.
Thing. Kix. I'll know it as soon as you say it. The pommel horse guy from the Olympics.
Don't close your eyes. Is that it?
I don't know. I don't think so. Maybe. I can't remember. Let's move on. Kix, one of the bands in this just 80s hair metal docuseries called Nothing But a Good Time. And the trailer's up if you care. Sarah Mini Facebook page. Michael Martin, you don't have to look at it. I know you don't care. The pommel horse guy from the Olympics.
Yeah, the nerd.
Is the first. Yes, the nerd. That guy. He's so great. His name is Steven Nedoroskic.
Okay.
Something. like that. He is the first contestant to join the next season of Dancing with the Stars.
That's a good move for him.
Yes.
Good move.
Season 33, Olympic gymnast Steven Nedaroskic. He is also the first male gymnast to compete on the show. And he says, I want to do some flares. I want to bring some of that gymnastics, maybe a backflip or a handstand. I want to have fun with it. Yeah, you should.
Mm-hmm.
The full cast is going to be announced, it looks like, tomorrow morning on Good Morning America. So later in the day, I'll have that. Rumored contestants include Jason Kelsey, the Golden Bachelor guy, Gary Turner, David or Victoria Beckham, Tom Sandoval from Vanderpump Rules. I don't know that guy. And Kelly Ripa, it's possible.
I think that Tom Sandoval guy is just surrounded in controversy.
Oh, what's his deal?
I don't know. I just know that he makes the news a lot as being, I don't know if that show is about people cheating on each other and mistreating each other. And therefore, he's always in controversy for that reason. I don't know. I don't watch those shows, but I know that name because he's always the jerk in the tabloids.
This round of Dancing with the Stars premieres on Tuesday, September 17th on ABC and on Disney Plus. So if you're interested, got the pommel horse guy. We may or may not have this Tom Sandoval guy. Although, honestly, reading this list, Tom Sandoval is the most likely. He's on some reality show. So I feel like Kelly Ripa doesn't have time for this. And the Kelsey brothers, they don't have time for this.
Well, you say Kelly Ripa doesn't have time for it, but her show is 1 hour a day.
Yeah.
She actually does have lots of time for that. Now, could she do her show from L.A.? Because isn't that where the dance show is?
I don't know where she does her show. She does it in New York, right? They've always been New York.
Mm. I don't even watch it. And I know that Regis way back was the man about town in New York. I assume she's still there.
It would make sense for them to do the show.
But I could see her doing the extra. Mm-hmm. And if she always loves, you know, certain people dream of dancing on TV.
Just dream of working. They just want to work more. You know what I'd like to do? Get out of this house. Let's go work. Let's do some work. All right. I think I'm out of time. Vincent, what do you got coming up for us?
Well, I have a lot of stuff, but some people are frothing for the story that you haven't gotten to yet.
What is it? Write down Oasis. It's my lead story.
All right.
Don't you worry about that,
Gamer
everybody.
Kids and more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For these.
Oh. What?
Wake up. Thank you. With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Down, 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 down. Thanks, Jen. It's Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Head over to RadioAlice.com. Listen to Alice Live, plus catch up on all the latest episodes of the Sarah and Vinny Full Show podcast, a daily dose of entertainment. Don't miss a beat. Visit RadioAlice.com now. That was tricky.
You all right?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I just had to, you know, find the cursor, get it to thing I needed it to click on.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jack's Restaurant and Bar. Check out Jack's Restaurant and Bar in Pleasant Hill, San Bruno, San Mateo, Newark, and San Jose. And their new spot, Cantina Jack's.
Oh.
Enjoy fantastic food and great vibes at Jack's Restaurant and Bar. Here's what's happening. Heat wave.
Yeah.
It's sunny, blue skies here in the city. It's beautiful out. but it's going to get hot. It'll be 10 degrees hotter wherever you are than normal. And those spots in the north, south, and east bay,
you know,
they're
going to
hit triple digits. And that's going to go through Thursday into Friday. And that's when it should loosen up a little bit. So, and we are back live, by the way.
We
so we were out with COVID for basically 2 weeks.
Yep.
So we're back.
Hi.
In
nice
fact, it's back. 2 weeks. We were last on Tuesday.
Yep. Exactly
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago today.
So anyway, it was not a vacation.
No. Nope.
And was no party.
Nope. But I might have said vacation and I didn't mean to say that.
I might have said it too. It doesn't matter. But we weren't on vacation.
We
were definitely out with COVID.
Y'all.
Is the term empty nest offensive?
I don't think so.
Oh, you don't?
No, my nest just emptied last night.
I know. That's why I think this story is so appropriate.
Yeah. They can come back and visit the nest, though, if they want.
A writer for Slate.com thinks we should stop saying empty nester. She thinks it's subtly offensive or even a damaging term.
Really?
You know.
Why, though?
This effort to be a superhero of the world all the time by, you know, getting rid of words or phrases, it's just, it's gone too far.
I mean, is this just someone trying to go viral? Like, who
maybe
cares about the empty nester? It's like, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, the egg hatches, you feed the baby, you raise the baby up, and then the baby gets some wings and you go, and you push the thing out of the nest. And then you got an empty nest. And then the baby's flying away and starts their own nest. They have their own babies. They fly away. Bye-bye.
She thinks it's subtly offensive or even damaging.
Because it's calling you a
because,
bird?
Because, quote, the word empty conveys only absence. As if the home was only a home as when there were children
Let's
there.
Let's call it spacious nesters. How about that? How about my fridge is only filled with things I eat?
She may have a point here, as she says. She thinks the term's outdated as well because empty nests don't really stay that way anymore. How many times have you seen a baby bird fly off and then come back 4 years later and stick around for another decade?
Well, let it. That's your nest that you've created for yourself. My nest currently empty. Probably not forever. But right now, it's empty. It's my spacious nest. I'm a spacious nester.
The term empty nest has been around for over a century. It was coined in 1914 and came to describe a sort of malaise that can set in once your kids are gone.
Malaise? I think it's a party.
She thinks it's time to replace it with a different term.
What does she want it to be?
She would like that term to be next chapter.
Okay.
My kids are finally gone and I can move on to my next chapter. Really, we got to calm.
But then if they come back, you got to go back to your last chapter.
The heck down.
Yeah,
sometimes
it's so silly.
We really do need to lighten
up. Is she a life coach, did you say?
I don't know. She's a writer for Slate.com.
Okay. No, all right, fine.
Really, sometimes we got to just lighten up. Lighten the heck up.
Right. Like my nest is a little lighter now that my kids are both gone.
Everything's not a battle.
I'm a spacious nester.
Or a war, Karen. Calm down.
Arr.
By the way, I'm sad for all you Karens who are like real Karens who are like,
that's my name.
I just what?
I liked being Karen right up until like 3 years ago.
IKEA is launching a site to sell your pre-owned furniture.
Oh, okay.
So I realize you can do this on Craigslist. You can do this in your front yard. Some of you just put a sign on things and you've since have created a new term, which is
curb shopping.
I don't know what it is.
Stealing is
it
I
is
think
stealing.
What it's called.
Curb alerts.
Curb alert, yeah. But if it's not on the curb, you shouldn't be alerted by it.
Right.
That's somebody's wetsuit hanging dry on their tree.
That's my driveway.
Yeah. That's not for you.
IKEA is launching a new website where customers will be able to sell their used IKEA furniture. It's called IKEA Pre-Owned. I actually think it's a great idea, and it's going to be huge. I believe that.
It's not a bad idea because, truthfully, it is disposable furniture. So if you're going to buy it, at least when you get rid of it, don't just toss it in a dumpster.
Another
possible.
Way to get even if you get $10 for it, Well, great.
Even if you just give it to someone for free.
They're testing it in Spain and Norway through the end of the year with plans to roll it out to other countries after that. Mm. They already have a small program where sometimes they buy back used stuff to resell it there in their store. This is a peer-to-peer marketplace, though, where you'll be able to sell your used IKEA stuff to other people. I think a lot of people will be into this. You know, there's a website now. I don't know that. I think John, your husband, who plays guitar and has since he was young, he never had a took time off. Or, right. But he probably went through his instrument gathering and selling phase when he was young and now is over it and is like, I got a guitar. It works.
No, he's
fine.
Always selling stuff on Craigslist, buying stuff and selling stuff on
Craigslist. There's a website called Reverb where you can buy and sell used instruments and it's gone from nothing to gigantic.
Reverb. I'll let him know.
And it is an absolute way to unload your used gear. And I think this is exactly the same where people will think, who's going to? People are going to.
There'll be someone.
People are going to big time.
Cheap. If you need a table and someone's got some cheap IKEA table and you can get it for $15, why not? So when is that's not happening in the States?
No, they're launching it right now in Spain and Norway, they say, through the end of the year, but they'll roll it out into other countries after that.
Yeah, I think,
again, this is a difference in how people live and view their space. I'm often just like, well, I need this and I'll get that and use it.
Yeah.
Christina, my wife, will certainly be like, that doesn't fit with our motif at all.
Right. Well, some people don't want to buy disposable furniture. You get to a certain point and you're like, I'm not in college anymore.
But that's what I'm talking about. When you're a male college age or just after college,
you're a bachelor.
What you want is a coffee table. Yeah. It doesn't matter what it looks like.
I just need some place to put my junk when I'm watching TV.
That's something to hold the remote.
Right. Like for years, John and I had two milks crates stacked on top of each other with this little piece of fabric that I would put over the top and I put my lamp on it and you could put your books and crap in the front of it. And then eventually we're like, you know, we should get like actual furniture. That'd be great. We should do that.
Let's
stop buying things made out of particle boards.
Suddenly you got a couple bucks and you start going, you know what we could do? Spruce this place up a bit. But when you're newly out of college, what you're like is get me anything that works. I'm fine with it.
And the $15 table from the IKEA resale thing. I mean, already IKEA is very affordable.
Yep.
And to be able to get something, you're like, it's got a couple dings on it. So what? It's $20.
How about a fast fact?
I want a fast fact.
Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. We'll use that one for now. Okay. In Gangsta's Paradise, there's a part where Coolio raps, I'm 23 now, but will I live to see 24? The way things is going, I don't know. He was already 30 when he recorded that. So, you know.
Had he been saying it for a while?
He actually lived to see 59 before passing away in 2022.
Mm. I forgot he died.
Yep.
Hard to keep track of everybody who's died, huh?
Well, I don't know why you'd want to.
I just like to have a tally running. That's all.
Of dead people.
Yeah, you know. Because then if someone comes up, I'm like, oh, they're dead. I remembered that.
A company in Thailand is offering workers paid Tinder leave to go on dates.
Okay. Where again?
This is in Thailand.
Okay.
A marketing agency announced it would be giving its workers paid time off to go on dates. Paid out like annual or sick leave. This initiative allows employees of the agency to explore dating options and will be in place from July until December 2024. Our employees can use Tinder leave for dating with someone. I do think, I admit,
You took a day off because you weren't done soundly buttering someone from behind. And so this is right up your alley. Olden days you.
First of all, you didn't even know that had happened until
I found out when you came back, when you felt like it was safe to tell us. Yes, that's when that story.
But it is true that I had a date night and it went. Let's just say it went fine. Mm. She certainly didn't throw me out and we ended up together for many years. What happened though was there was a lot of buildup to the final,
No, I'm already done.
Event.
Oh, no. Oh.
There was a lot of pre...
Oh, no.
...stuff. Oh. And so when it came time to, you know... It wasn't like that. It just wasn't what I would have wanted it to be. Certainly wasn't 30 minutes.
Thank God.
And so I stayed the morning and, you know...
And called us and went, oh, I can't believe I had my keys are like in my house.
What I wanted you guys to do was just move on with your lives for one day until I got back. But no, called an all
I lost my
bullet.
Phone, but I some borrowing
if
like a
friend's
phone.
If anybody sees Vinny out there, let us know because we can't seem to get a straight answer out of him. I'm giving you a straight answer. Would you just let me? I'll see you tomorrow.
No, that would.
I will see you tomorrow.
No,
you guys will be fine.
Yep.
One day without me.
I'm having lunch with DiNardo, I think, coming up here. So I'll remind him of that. That's one of his favorite stories, too, where he looked at you and goes, I know you're lying. Are you sure you don't want to say anything different?
Did he ever hear the actual... Because that was at the time he said that to me. Yes, I was in his office.
I'll ask him. I'm sure he did.
And he said to me, what's going on, kid?
Yeah. Was he still here when you got back?
No.
Oh.
No. Mm. No. Mm. Nope. Mm. Anyway, but he is a guy who never got, I don't know that I've told him
I'll tell him
the end of that story or how that story actually went. But yes, I was across from his desk and he kept saying, are you going to tell me what was going on? And I just said, can I just be in trouble? Why do you have to know just be mad at me.
Mad. Well, that part's done.
Fine.
I want an explanation.
I don't have one for you. It's not going to make you
not
feel
for
any
10
better.
10 years. In 10 years, I'll tell you. If you're still here. Oh, you're not? Oh, well, you get to never know.
Anyway, I do believe that can be an important start to a life-changing event. That first date with someone that you click with.
Yeah.
And everything changes
and so
from
now
that moment
forward.
They
get leave to go on Tinder because... Because why? Are they making them work 16-hour days? Like, what is it? Why do they feel like they need
to
pay for these?
They're trying to keep talent happy. Mm. They've got talented employees, and rather than having them go, you know what? These other people are offering great perks. I think I'll take a job somewhere else.
So if you're married and...
You don't get that Tinder leave then, no.
So then what if you're, like, mad because this person's getting all this leave for no reason other than they just want to...
Well, then dump your partner and then start over.
Oh, okay. That's a good... Thanks.
Duh,
yeah.
Sarah.
I didn't know what the answer was.
If you're jealous of the single people in the world who are out there on their first dates, maybe you need to start over.
Maybe.
Because most people are like, thank God I'm not doing that anymore.
I agree with that.
Well, there you go. Yeah.
But if I wanted the time off, you know, maybe mine is for shopping. I just want to go shopping. So she gets to have time off for Tinder. I'd like to have time off for
they're trying
things
to inspire
like to
people to make.
No, you've already solved it. I'm just going to dump my partner so I can also have the Tinder
time.
There you
time. Go.
Maybe I'll even ask my partner out on a Tinder date. I'll be like, maybe you can win me back.
Okay.
Just saying, you know, I'm going to figure this out.
You've already got the love of your life. Why are you being jealous of people who are...
Because I want the time off. With
so
pay.
Lonely. You going to hit the song or not?
I don't have that.
You got to hit it.
I don't have it.
Hit it.
I don't have it.
So lonely.
Keep going.
No, I don't know how it goes.
No, I don't have it.
This
I
is
have,
where you kick in with the song. No, that's not it.
It's the only one I have. I don't even have the Peanuts one. Oh, you know what I have? I have sexy time.
No,
oh, yeah.
That's not, no.
That's right. I'm not lonely anymore because I got Tinder time, a baby. I don't know what to tell you. I don't have that.
If you know a kid that's a hardcore gamer, you know that they are often at it for a while.
Yeah. Like whole marathon sessions.
And they're not answering their phone. They don't talk to people around them.
Right.
They're busy. I'm gaming over here.
Hello?
I have a good friend, one of my favorite friends, and his boy is going pro in gaming.
Oh. What's his game?
I don't know. I don't know any games. You know what game I'm familiar with? Angry Birds.
Oh.
I don't know what these kids are playing. I mean, when we had Aho here, he fancied himself a gamer. Yeah. I don't know what he played.
He was a Call of Duty guy.
Yeah, what does that mean?
It's one of those things, you know, you're the shooter, you see your hands and your weapon out in front of you. You've played that. Halo. It's like Halo.
Okay, well, I've played Halo. First I never played Call of Duty. And Call of Duty, FPS. By the way, sounds like something totally else.
Well, that is a certain call as well. More like the call of nature.
Right. Anyway, Heinz is developing a robot that can give gamers an extra hand by dipping their snacks for them and feeding them while they play.
Oh.
The hands-free dipping machine is called Hum Hum.
Oh, is it? Because I was thinking of some other stuff that it could do for them.
Maybe. It recently debuted at the Esports World Cup in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia.
Oh.
The machine is a mechanical hand that can dip and feed gamers while they continue on with their game.
You're crushing all the Doritos, Heinz robot guy.
Hum Hum.
Hum Hum?
Players can activate the machine using pedals so they never stay off their controls or their snacks.
Well, you know, can it also wipe your ass for you? Like, honestly.
I don't think you can say that into a microphone.
Why not?
Dump that.
I don't know where that is. Actually, there it is, but it's too late now.
Anyway, they say this is not a stunt. This is serious. There are gamers that will want this. I'm not a gamer, so I don't know. I can walk away from a game.
Finally, someone to replace my mom. It wipes me and feeds me.
I can't pull off booze, but I can pull off that. Food or anything, really. Mm-hmm. Games, stuff.
Right.
Get out of here. I don't need that. Anyway.
Hum Hum, you quit poking me in the eye with the Dorito chip.
I don't know if the next thing is
dripping dip on me, man.
Hum Hum changes your adult diaper that you've been going in for the last three hours.
While that thing's off, why don't you have a little Hum Hum here? Huh? Hum? Hmm?
I don't know.
I'm just saying. I mean, it's very handsy.
That doesn't sound safe.
It's a handy little robot. Yeah, it has a very tight grip on those chips. I don't know if you want to trust that.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 415 says, straight people with kids already get all the perks for days off, like maternity leave. Why not balance the scales for single people?
You know,
we've done the world a favor by not having kids, okay, says 415.
Thank you.
Sarah, says 415. Sarah.
Yeah, what?
The married people get Ashley Madison leave, duh.
Oh, that's
I think
good.
There's like a... By the way, while I was out, after I finally got the Netflix password and put Netflix on and was like, I went days without TV. Right. And then I was like, all right, I'm going to ask the wife. I know she's busy, but I need the passwords to.
How long can it possibly take? Right.
And there I am on Netflix going, there is nothing on Netflix to watch at all.
There I found was not some terrible stuff. To
one
watch.
Thing that I wanted to press play on. I went, am I really going to watch the Lacey Peterson story?
Oh, no.
As if I don't already know that. Terrible and it's as story. Tragic
you know
as
it
gets.
Is, right.
Right. I'm going to watch
so did
it.
Did you watch it?
No. Oh, no. I mean, that's the only thing that I'm mildly interested in, and I don't want to be a person who saw this. I've already watched the real, you know, thing.
Yes, it was a news story that we all didn't enjoy. I'm sorry, I couldn't find anything.
Did you find anything on there?
No, I found some terrible YA thing called Fate, a Winx saga. And then I tried the Umbrella Academy again, and I'm like, what am I doing? I'll just sleep. I'll just close my eyes and lay here.
707 says, Sarah, reverb.com is the bomb. Guitar John will love it. You know what? I guarantee you he knows about it. There's no way. You know what?
Where would he have found out about it, though?
It's because it's just
reverb.com.
Reverb.com. Ask him if he knows what it is.
www.reverb.
John for sure knows about it, says 415. Yeah, everybody knows that. Everybody does.
Well, we'll find out.
And he's...
He has the instruments. I assume you buy and sell other stuff, too, because he has all the instruments he needs.
You can sell amps. You can sell everything on there.
Oh, Scott says he's glad we're back. Scott Capurro.
Oh!
Yeah. He was booked for the week we first got sick. And then he was booked twice during the week that we thought maybe we'd come back in time. And then his show happened this past weekend and we didn't get to promote him at all.
Well, we were out. I saw something he posted, which was like, yeah, I know she's sick, but I don't know why he's not there. And I was like, because she gave me COVID. That's why. And then I went, I'm not writing that. Never mind. Fine. Jerko.
Yeah. Who knows? And
I'm sorry you couldn't promote
COVID from
your event. I'm over here in isolation with COVID. Scott. SNV, welcome back. The biggest news in music went down while you were out sick.
Yeah. Well, it's next. Oh, on the Alice. Yes.
Smooth.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you news stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.